Yoshi Takagi is a 75-year-old woman. She lives with her eldest son and his wife in Yamanashi. She handed over her dairy farming business to them 10 years ago and helped them with their work. She enjoyed taking a walk in and around the cow house, checking the cows and the grass fields every morning. About a year ago, however, Yoshi became irritable and started to complain about the dairy farming and the meals that her family prepared. The relationship between Yoshi and her family deteriorated. She often forgot that she had already eaten. After breakfast, she asked her daughter-in-law whether breakfast was ready or not. Moreover, she thought that they did not have sufficient feed for the cows, and despite the fact that they had enough, she ordered it on her own without consulting anyone. She also went out for walks alone in the middle of the night. Her family wondered if she was showing signs of dementia and took her to the neurology department of the nearby hospital. She got upset on her arrival, but she gradually calmed down and agreed to have a medical examination. The doctor asked her what day it was, but she answered the question inaccurately. He also asked her to subtract 7 from 93, and her answer was wrong. She was able to say the names of vegetables and fruits in a picture, but could not remember the name of the governor who had recently taken office. The doctor did not find apparent cerebral infarction or hemorrhage from her brain images, but suspected hydrocephalus due to expansion of her cerebral ventricle and cerebral sulcus. She was diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment caused by hydrocephalus. Yoshi was treated by the hospital staff that included Akio Sasaki, an occupational therapist. When he talked to her about the weather, she did not reply to his question, but asked if her family had paid for the cow's feed. He also asked her about activities that she enjoyed. She did not answer the question, but asked where her daughter-in-law was. She did not respond to his questions and repeatedly asked about the cow's feed and her daughter-in-law. She looked around the therapy room and seemed to feel uneasy. She was told to regularly come to the hospital for intensive rehabilitation training for 3 months, which allowed her family a respite from her care. It is said that rehabilitation training for people with dementia is not only for them, but also for their families. Akio planned to make the hospital environment comfortable for Yoshi so that she would feel secure and have a better cognitive understanding of her surroundings.